Venezuelan dictator Hugo Chavez died Tuesday, or so they say. Rumors of his demise started circulating 2 weeks ago, and since Venezuela doesn't have a free press, and neither does Cuba, where Chavez died, God only knows whether Tuesday was actually the day it happened. The thing about dictatorships is that succession is uncertain and problematic. The despots in waiting like to get their takeover plans shipshape before they announce the previous thug's death. Venezuela's constitution requires an election within 30 days, but Vice President Nicolas Maduro has already taken control, and nobody really expects an election that soon. He needs time to consolidate, you see. Enough time to get the drug lords who will finance his campaign and the militant street thugs who will do the dirty work on election day and the crooked cops who will arrest political opponents and the corrupt military which enforces martial law on his side. Then he'll hold an election. At that point, you can be sure his opponent will lose, be arrested, or die mysteriously during the campaign. What, you thought Venezuela was a democracy? He must be listening to Jimmy Carter. He flew down there in 2004 when they tried to get rid of Chavez with a recall election. Our former president held a press conference announcing the election was fair and accurate, and he was endorsing it. That tells you all you need to know about Jimmy Carter. Peer-reviewed studies since then suggest voters rejected Chavez 56% to 44%, but the official results from the government were the opposite. Carter should have known better. The Venezuelan government rejected his own Carter Center's suggestions, used software they wrote themselves to tabulate results, and refused to let international observers anywhere near the computers. I don't know why some people love dictators. Chavez isn't the first despot Carter fell in puppy love with. He assured Americans in 1978 that Yasser Arafat and the Palestinians wanted peace with Israel, and assured us in 2011 that North Korea's Kim Jong-il would abandon his nuclear weapons program. We know how those two predictions worked out. Maybe dictator love is an ersatz intelligence test. If so, there were a lot of people flunking their IQ test this week. Michael Moore bragged about the way Chavez confiscated the nation's oil fields. To Michael Moore, that's a sign that he cared about the poor, but actually he was stealing most of the money. President since 1999, Chavez accumulated a personal fortune of $2 billion before he died, and they estimate he's been sending his buddies in Cuba about $5 billion per year in money and oil. Sean Penn had something to say, of course, quote, "The people of the United States lost a friend it never knew it had, and poor people around the world lost a champion," unquote. Mr. Penn apparently doesn't know about that $2 billion personal fortune. Even so, you'd think the high inflation, food shortages, power outages, riots in the streets, and mounting national debt would at least make them reconsider that champion of poor people crap. Venezuela's index of economic freedom dropped 32% while Chavez was president. The only countries on the entire planet measured with less freedom are Eritrea, pre-revolution Libya, Cuba, Zimbabwe, and North Korea. That's ugly. Chavez turned Venezuela into a totalitarian cesspool such that most of the middle class simply packed up their stuff and left. Dictator love is always strong in Hollywood. Celebrities are always traveling to Cuba to pay their respects to Fidel Castro. On a per capita basis, Castro is a worse mass murderer than Joseph Stalin, and he took a country with one of the highest standards of living on earth and forced it into a half century of abject poverty. But Hollywood stars, like Sean Penn, love this guy. Like I said, dictator love is sort of an IQ test. Speaking of IQ, maybe the worst hellhole of a country is North Korea, the place Dennis Rodman recently visited. He was all over the talk shows this week bragging about a new children's book he wrote and expressing his love for Kim Jong-il. Turns out he's moving there to be North Korea's basketball coach. When George Stephanopoulos challenged him on the wisdom of calling a mass-murdering tyrant his friend, Rodman said this, quote, "Well, you know what? Seriously, you know what? Guess what? Guess what? What I did was history, and guess what? It's just like we do over here in America, right?" Unquote. So that's the answer to that. Maybe the most over-the-top sentiment expressed this week came from fellow dictator Mahmoud Ahmadinejad of Iran, who had this to say after Chavez died, quote, "Although Hugo Chavez is no longer among us today, I am sure his innocent spirit has ascended to the heavens and will one day return to us with Jesus Christ and will once again help humankind establish peace, justice, and kindness," unquote. That's today's dose of common sense, or the lack thereof.